The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present, along with the 12, questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see, but not perceive, and hear and listen, but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, the parable of the sower and the seed. I've explained to you many times before in past years. Parable of the sower and the seed is not a difficult parable to understand, especially when you consider that it's one of the few parables that Jesus himself explains for us. Not difficult at all. What is difficult, though, is this little line after Jesus finishes teaching the parable to the people gathered on the shore of the sea. Jesus says, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see, but not perceive, and hear and listen, but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." And it sounds like Jesus deliberately cloaks his message in mystery to avoid being understood. How does that make sense? Okay, let's try to understand that. Okay, your heart has mysteries, yes. Your heart has secrets, doesn't it? Yes. Okay, everybody's heart has its secrets. The only way anybody ever learns the secrets of your heart is when you choose to reveal them. And you will reveal them to those whom you wish, when you wish, for as long as you wish, in the way that you wish. And if that doesn't happen, no one will ever learn the secrets of your heart. Okay. Would it surprise you to learn that God is like that too? In fact, God was like that before we were. Because we're the ones made in his image. He's not made in our image. God is a lover, and he's personal. And like anyone who loves, they want their love to be heard and responded to. And this is why Jesus teaches in parables. The Word of God is not a puzzle to be solved. The Word of God is not a philosophy to be understood. It's an invitation to a relationship. It's an invitation to love. And parables have two purposes. This is why Jesus teaches in parables. They either explain the Word of God or they obscure the Word of God depending on the disposition of the hearer. You know, that's actually in our catechism. Every parable provokes a response. I've talked to you about the nature of parables before. Won't get into that right now. But every parable provokes a response, and either it's illuminating or it's obscuring of the message depending on the disposition of the hearer. And so what Jesus does here is he quotes the prophet Isaiah. And he recalls a time in which the prophet Isaiah, he proclaimed a judgment on the people. And it wasn't received very well, Isaiah's judgment on the people. They were living in sin, and Isaiah pronounced a judgment on them. And some of them repented. And lots of them would not repent. And God wasn't the one who blocked their ears and shut up their heart. They did that themselves. The people did that themselves because they didn't want to turn from their ways. You know, the philosopher Plato once said that all evil is caused by ignorance, that if people only know what's good, they'll always choose it. So that if somebody chooses evil, it's just because they didn't know any better. We flat out do not believe that. We don't believe that. People can clearly know what's good and absolutely not choose it. Right? And that's what we call the mysterium iniquitatis, the mystery of evil. I hope that resonates with you as it does with me, as kind of explaining of a lot of human behavior. So we have here in the parable of the sower and the seed, you don't want to look upon this as some sort of self-congratulatory thing where you pat yourself on the back and you say, oh, thank goodness I'm one of the good guys. No. God's revealing of his mysteries, of his secrets, it's ongoing and continually. He'll either share more or we will silence our own ability to hear based on our response. Okay, something to ponder, that when things don't make sense to us about the mysteries of the kingdom of God, sometimes it's not our minds that is the problem. Sometimes the problem is our hearts. And so let's pray now that we continue to have ongoing repentance and openness, that we too might bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Amen.